Okay, very, very interesting Mishnah, Perek Bey's Mishnah Dalet. It's based on a Gemara, obviously, in Pesachim, but here's here, so we'll talk about it. Chizki HaMelech took four decisions, which the Chachamim agreed with. Three of them are obvious. He obliterated the Nechash Nechosheth, come on in, Natan, which was the source of so much theological confusion. That's a no-brainer. He removed all the Bamalts and the alternate sites of worship. Chachamim agreed with that. That was obviously a no-brainer. He closed up the waters of the Gihon. We'll see that a little bit later, maybe tomorrow. Tomorrow's Chassidus, actually. But one of the interesting decisions he took, which is very controversial, not that he took it, but why he took it, it was a book of Sefer Refuos, Merck's Handbook. It was a book of medical practices and remedies of the day. And he banished it. He hid it. He buried it. And the Chachamim agreed with him. What was in this book, and why were the Chachamim happy that he banished the book? So this is a very famous Rashi. Rashi says that was a book of medical practices, and people, instead of relying upon it for medical improvement and medical treatment and performing tshuva and trying to improve the spiritual sense, they were relying on medical practices. That's a chisaron in emuna. That's a chisaron in bitachon. So Chizkiah detected this, and he said, I'm going to banish this book so that when people get ill, they won't consult with doctors, medical treatments. They'll rely only upon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Wow. Interesting statement. Ideally, should a person see a doctor? We're in a world in which we take it for granted. Ramban didn't live in that world. Very famous statement of Ramban in Parshas Bechukosai, that ideally, the person consults with a doctor or any other type of medical treatment. It's a deficiency of emunah. You should feel close enough to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that when you're medically ill, when you're physically infirm, obviously it all stems from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's happened at that time? You should consult with Hashem. Now, if you don't feel that your spiritual level is sufficient, you can't rely on Hashem, well, there may be a flaw in you. Maybe you have to acknowledge that flaw and treat it. In the ideal sense, you should not be treating yourself medically. In fact, the Ramban quotes the Gemara, V'rapo yirape, the famous pasuk in Mishpatim. Anyone know the language of the Gemara? We think the pasuk green lights and warrants seeking medical coverage. The language of the Gemara is Mikan Shenitan Rishus Lerofe Lerapos. This authorizes the doctor to heal. It doesn't authorize you to go to a doctor. If you're a doctor and someone comes to you for medical treatment, you shouldn't berate him. Oh, you're violating bitachon. Okay, you need me. You're weak in your emunah. You can't trust your relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Maybe you're acknowledging your state. Okay, I can help you. I'm allowed to help you. But it's not green-lighting or warranting a person soliciting medical treatment. So according to Rashi, Imsachim, presumably the Ramban, doesn't address this Gemara Imsachim, Chizkiah was medically regressive. He banished. He wasn't trying to discover new treatments. He banished the book of treatments so that people would look to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for medical treatment, for medical improvement, not for medical practices. Who argues? Who would argue in your mind? Right, the Rambam is both a rationalist and a doctor. So, two reasons for him to disagree. The Rambam, the Parash of Mishnayos, has some very, very harsh words for this concept. I can't imagine why anyone would think this is wise or stupid, folly, ridiculous to praise someone. What, if you're hungry, you shouldn't go get food, you should rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. After all, Hashem gave us the potential to develop our world and to develop food and to manufacture food, and when we eat a piece of bread, we say, Hashem doesn't create bread, but he gives us the ingenuity and the ability to manufacture it the same way. Hashem gives us the wisdom and the intellect to probe and examine and explore and discover. Now, of course, the Chassam Sofer, and it's obvious, makes a distinction between a person eating, which is part of the natural cycle of human experience. It's not a crisis that you should be looking to Hashem. Illness can be seen as a crisis. In a moment of crisis, you should be looking towards spiritual remedies, not towards practical remedies. Anyway, the Rambam believes that Sefer HaRefuos contained hocus pocus, witchcraft, voodoo, witch doctor. Perhaps it contained things which were forbidden. Maybe, well, if it was forbidden, what was it written? Maybe it was studying about it, but they weren't allowed to practice it. Or maybe it may have been a book of medical practices, but people were getting it wrong, the dosages, and they were healing some, they were killing others. So that's why Chizkiah buried it, because it wasn't really precise enough to be utilized. But the Rambam isn't opposed to medical treatment per se. The truth is, this is really a Gemara in Brachos. Gemara in Brachos has a bracha you recite when you let blood, which was one of their medical practices. I forget the two Amarim, I think it was Yochanan and Rashi, I forget them, but the first Amarim says, you make the bracha, and you apologize, Hashem, even though, what's, anyone have a bracha, does anyone make quick brachas there? Anyone can make quick brachas? It's important to see the language. Ravacha, right, it's Ravacha says, the language of the bracha is, where's the bracha? Where is it here? It's Artani, Shana. Forget where it's in the number of days. He basically says, here it is. Amar Ravacha, Hanichnas Lahakis Dam Omer. Here at Samuel Fanacha Shem Lakai. Adavin Sheisek Zel Rafua. The Tipperaini. Kikel Rofe Namanata. Rafua Schemes. Help me. And why am I seeking this bloodletting? It's not right that I should be healing myself, but El Shekach Nagu. I apologize, but that's how human beings, that's the practice as human beings have taken it. I apologize, Hashem, that I'm not trusting you enough, but I'm a human being, what can I do? Abaye says you shouldn't say that phrase. When the Taz interprets Abaye, that's the machlokas. The machlokas between Ravach and Abaye is the same machlokas, more like, I mean, I'm giving generality in the Rambam and the Ramban. So, of course, we live in a world in which we obviously have to control medical treatment. We can't trust our own level of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Remember, there's a difference between Emunah and Bitachon. Emunah means you trust that Hashem is providence. Bitachon is, do you have the right to rely on Hashem to save you in this moment? Maybe you're not a tzaddik in some chanel days. So, you cannot have Bitachon. It's not a chesaron in Emunah. Emunah means I trust that Hashem takes care of people. But he may not take care of me, because, like Yaakov, he worries. So, I know Hashem, in the ideal world, may protect the tzaddik from medical infirmities and vulnerabilities, but I'm not a tzaddik, and I can't bank on that relationship. But at least sometimes we fall so far, we forget we're falling. It's like natural, we go to doctors, and some doctors just understand that we live in a reality, which we have to, but that may not be the ideal reality, and sometimes the harshest prison is the one whose bars are invisible. So the mental prison whose bars you can't see, and you think this is the only way, and this is our reality. It isn't. This is the one we live in. It's not the ideal one.
Yeah, what
about the classic
government
question? Right, so daven, do tshuva. Try not to fall off a cliff, try not to get ill. But now you're ill. Now you're in bed, chas v'shalom, not you, it's your friend, Natan Kelseyberg. You're in bed. Should you be davening, asking for tshuva, tehillim, buying English cake for your Rebbe again this morning? Or should you be going to see a doctor? Okay, so everyone should see the doctor when they're ill, but realize that's just okay. In case you have buried the book of referrals. Thank you, Ben. So have a good day, everyone.